Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have been open in Pennsylvania. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen, and our counterpart across the state, the city of brotherly love, one of the great radio stations in America. We've got W. Pat Loeb. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the reaction been in terms of people showing up at the polls in and around Philadelphia?
Well, there was an early surge. I mean, long lines right out of the gate at 7 a.m. So turnout here is pretty high.
I know, Pat, just a quick survey of my X feed with the search term Pennsylvania. I'm seeing people posting all over the state, Luzerne County, York County, Erie County, 100 people lined up at 7 a.m. just to get into a precinct up in Erie County. It looks like it's a statewide thing.
Yeah, well, and this is the strategy, right? It's all about turnout in this election. It's very, very close. And will people in the population centers, you and us essentially, vote enough to overcome the more sparsely populated but much larger red zone?
Well, as we know, both parties have been really pushing people to get out and vote. It's that critical, as we know, especially here in Pennsylvania. We had Donald Trump here yesterday at our hockey arena, and then we had Kamala Harris at an old steel site, and then she came over to Philadelphia, and they've been crisscrossing the state. What's the reaction generally in Philadelphia? It looks like the country split down the middle. I would imagine it's much the same there.
Well, not in Philadelphia, no. Philadelphia is deep blue. I mean, elections here, the Democrats win by like third world dictatorship margins. There are more independent voters registered than Republicans in Philadelphia. So she is going to get the lion's share of the vote here.
And it's the collar counties that are really the ones that are contested between the two campaigns, right?
Well, not so much anymore. You know, that used to be the case. The collar counties were Republican and the city state Democrat, but now the collar counties have mostly gone Democratic. The only one that's kind of still purple, it's like 50-50 is Bucks County. But for the most part, southeastern Pennsylvania is going to vote for Harris.
And so I would imagine that we have, nobody can predict accurately when we're going to know for sure.
No, but, you know, the Secretary of State says that a lot has changed since 2020 when it took, four or five days. New technology, fewer mail-in ballots. So I don't think it's not going to be like 2020. We're not going to have it drawn out through the weekend, I don't think. We might not know tonight, but we might know tomorrow night.
So where are you going to be tonight, Pat?
I'm going to be at Howard University at the Vice President's election night headquarters.
All right. Well, we, as always, appreciate your time, and good luck today. It's a long one for you, but it's a very important day for all of us.
Sure. Sure is.
All right. Pat Loeb from KYW, great radio station in Philly.
And besides that, we also learned just a few minutes ago, not too long ago, from the vice president herself, she was going to be getting together with her traditional family meal on election night and then going over to Howard University, where Pat will be joining her.
And I mentioned, and I got to find this because I just thought it's a good kind of a feels good thing that we found with Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, you're going to replay this from earlier.
Just
like this
little snippet. So
this is Dana Kirby. I mean, the man cracks everybody up.
So Saturday Night Live is celebrating their 50th season, and they started several weeks ago, opening the show with what they typically have done with the politics, and they've added additional characters. And Dana Carvey's back, and he's been Joe Biden, and he showed up as they opened the show Saturday night.
It's me, no Joe.
Joe Biden, thank you for coming here to support me.
Of course, my train was stopping here, so I'm being serious right now. And by the way, it's good to be back on my home turf. Guess what? As you know, I'm from the part of Pennsylvania that is a part of the state of Delaware.
Joe, thank you so much for all you've done for my campaign.
I can still do more and get out there and I can say more things.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, she kind of ushers, you know, ushers him
off. Well, I think the best part is he has the rhythm down. He'll slur a phrase or the rhythm of the way he delivers it. It's totally Biden.
And towards the, you know, we haven't heard much from him, frankly. I mean, he's still the president of the United States, but obviously the focus has been on Harris and
Trump. He's almost disappeared from the nightly news, you know.
Just in a blip, gone, right? It was daily, daily, daily. Then when he stepped down that Saturday, or it was a Sunday, it was, you know, he disappeared, basically. But when he has spoken, and when he says, you know, come on. I'm serious. Dana Carvey absolutely nails it. All right, coming up in the next half hour, Dave McCormick, Republican candidate for... Well, every Tuesday at this time, we check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland, our colleague, who is well-known, obviously, in Pittsburgh, spends most of her time in Atlanta, Georgia. Lynn, good morning. Happy Election Day.
Good morning, Larry. Well, you know what? I'm glad that it's here. I don't know that anything ends today, but I'm glad that it's here.
Absolutely. And first and foremost, did you get back into your home yet after the flooding from the hurricane that
I am
kept
at home
out of your house for weeks and weeks?
I am back at home. I, you know, there's still some little tweaks that have to go on, but I was able to, I think I came back in Thursday or Friday last week. So yes, I'm back at home, and man, does it feel good. You don't realize how being displaced affects you.
Well, we're glad for that. And that said, Georgia, Georgia's turnout early. There have been changes in the laws and structures, and yet Georgians have turned out in record numbers early to vote.
Well, you know, this is the first time I ever lived in a place, Larry, where they had early voting, where you literally could go to a poll 2 weeks ahead of Election Day and vote. So I had decided I was going to take advantage of that because you just never know what might happen if you leave it down to the last day. I was surprised at how long the lines were for early voting because I didn't anticipate that. And I think because Georgia has gone through so many changes with the rules and the regulations and you can't give somebody water if they're, you know, in the heat for so long, I think a lot of people just wanted to get it done.
Yeah, I remember that story about somebody handed a bottle of water to somebody in line and it became this huge issue. They even mocked it on Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. That said, what about the, I mean, Georgia's critical. Obviously, it was in the last presidential election in particular. What's the mood generally in Georgia about this election this time?
How would I describe the mood? I think the thing that's most interesting about this is while you hear all the polls and you see all this information, I do think there's a core group of voters, and those are the newly registered voters that aren't included in any of the polling. So I think there is a lot of excitement about what it could mean. I know the other day they had a march. There's an area down here called the Atlanta University Center, and it's Morehouse, Spelman, Clark, and Morris Brown, four universities all within walking distance. And the students from all four of those colleges walked down the street to an early voting facility. They all said that this was their first time voting. So I think that's the kind of excitement that people are seeing here. You don't know what it means, because at the end of the day, you don't know who people are voting for. But just the fact that they're caught up and in the system is exciting.
We're with Lynn Hayes Freeland, and I'm, you know, kind of, I get a sense that people feel good that they can finally take care of their vote today, if they haven't already, like yourself, kind of get it off their chest, and then everybody's going to sit back, and you know, half the country is going to be miserable when the end results come in, and half the country will be elated. But then something Marty always says, you know, Monday goes to Tuesday. You still have to get up, go to work, take care of the kids, grandkids in your case. You'd still have to do your thing, regardless of who wins.
Absolutely. And I do think that whoever wins and whoever loses, one side is going to be very angry. Whatever side that is, one side is going to be very angry and disappointed. And I think then the focus has to become, how do we get together? How can we avoid being this divided nation? Because, you know, even gender divisions have apparently seemed to be a big divider in this election. And at some point, you know what they say, divided we fall. We got to get together.
And find a way to kind of mend. And you know, nothing's impossible. It seems, though, pretty tough challenge right now to get one side to agree much with the other side on anything. It's been that divisive.
Absolutely.
And demonization.
It has been. And let's remember, too, Larry, that didn't just start with this election. You know, it's been in the making for a while. It just became more obvious this go-round.
Well, that said, what do you hear in terms of the economy? I mean, people always, we don't want inflation. You want your money to be worth a lot more. You want job opportunities, all these things. And both candidates promise to take care of us, all of us, at the same time. I don't know that that's going to happen with the stroke of a pen. It's going to take time either way.
It is going to take time, Larry. And I think the more you talk to voters and you listen to what voters have to say, the more you realize that a lot of Americans don't really even understand how the system works. You know, I mean, electing a president is one thing, but if they don't have congressional and senatorial support, they're not going to get much of their agenda through, whichever side it is, unless we can get to a point where we have some bipartisanship. And, you know, there are many political types who will argue that local elections are way more meaningful than national ones, because those are the ones that affect your day-to-day life.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And some of those are not real obvious. Some of those are simply school board elections that, in most cases, let's be honest, who does real deep research on the school board candidates when those come up, right?
Exactly. And Pittsburgh Public Schools is a perfect example. That school board is now trying to decide which buildings will be open, which buildings are going to close. If you didn't vote in those elections, you're probably feeling badly, especially if your representative is taking a side opposed to what you believe.
We're with Lynn Hayes Freeland on the Big K Morning Show. Lynn, you got time? Stick around.
I sure do.
All right. We'll talk to Marty in just a few moments. Right now, back to Lynn Hayes Freeland, who's joining us from her home in Atlanta, Georgia. So once we get through whatever happens today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Into tomorrow, into however. My question is, it's going to be a lot quieter on the airwaves with radio and TV political ads ending today, right?
It absolutely is going to be a lot quieter on the airways. Let me just back up for just a second, Larry, and excuse me, give you kudos on having the vice president on this morning. It was a great interview. It was insightful. I do think there are still people trying to decide what they're going to do. So while some might argue, it's too late, people have already voted, I think these interviews still matter. I'm not sure, I'm back to the advertising now, and I'm not sure if it's this way or not, but when I was in TV, whatever the sales were for 1 year, that became your budget for the next year. So, I mean, sales were through the roof this year which would mean to me that it's going to be challenging for salespeople come next year.
Well, record amounts of money have been spent in TV and radio and social media, some print too, and digital billboards. I mean, everywhere you go, they even paid for all those signs you see for Trump and Harris and all the other candidates. So those things will all disappear. And, you know, what are we going to talk about? Because it seems like all we talk about is related to something in this campaign.
You know what? I think that's going to last for a while, Larry, though, because you figure if Donald Trump wins, people are already talking about whether or not Kennedy should be the director of Health and Human Services or whatever that department is. You know, I think there's going to be a lot to talk about, at least until the end of January. So you figure here we are. We'll have Thanksgiving and Christmas. Then we'll get back to the politics until mid-January.
The irony is if Donald Trump wins, it's Vice President Kamala Harris's duty in January to certify the election.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A lot of interesting dynamics, no matter what happens. KDK is here, and we've got our team assembled for tonight into tomorrow. And Lynn, who knows what will happen between now and next Tuesday when we talk?
Absolutely. But let's hope we know by next Tuesday. By next Tuesday.
That's a great point. All right, Lynn, thanks. Have a great election day.
All right, thanks, Larry. All right.
Hey, morning show. I'm Larry Richard. And as promised, we've worked our way through candidates over the course of this election. And now that it's election day, he wants to be your United States Senator representing Pennsylvania, Republican Dave McCormick. Dave, happy election day to you.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
You've run a long, hard campaign to get to this point. How are you feeling right now?
I feel great. You know, I feel like the last, 60 days has just everything's come into focus, and the choice before Pennsylvanians is clear. Really a choice between strength and weakness, common sense, policies to secure the border and get our economy back on track and have energy dominance versus a radical liberal agenda. And the choice, in my case, between change as an outsider, a West Point grad, a combat vet, a business person who's never been in elected office versus a 30-year incumbent who's just been weak and a rubber stamp for the agenda of Biden and Harris. He's voted for everything from reckless spending to defunding the police to boys competing in women's sports. So that framing is clear, and I feel like Pennsylvanians are responding, which is why my campaign has the momentum and the polls have closed. And I feel great about today. It's a beautiful day in Pittsburgh, and I'm hoping and praying for good things.
And Dave, look how important Pennsylvania has been in the presidential race. Wow. We have gotten double-digit visits from both candidates and their running mates, which only tells people of southwestern Pennsylvania, since both of them were here yesterday, man, we must really matter.
Honestly, this is I'm not overstating what I'm going to say here. This is where the future of the country will be decided. Because who wins Pennsylvania at the top of the ticket will likely determine the presidency. Both President Trump and Kamala Harris agree on that. And, you know, if I win the Senate seat, that'll help flip the majority and put in place a mandate for change. And listen, this is where you want to be. This is, you know, if you're a competitor, if you're a leader, if you're someone who wants to bring about change, you want to be in the hottest race in the country when, you know, there's 1 yard to go to get a touchdown and the stakes are high and the future of the country depends on it. So I feel honored to be where we are, and I'm optimistic about our future. I feel like Pennsylvanians have good common sense and, you know, can see who's really committed to bringing about change. So listen, we'll see how it goes, but I feel great about it.
We're with Republican candidate for United States Senate, Dave McCormick. That said, after this is over, assuming you win, how do we begin to try to mend some of the divisiveness to work together to get stuff done for all of us?
You know, I end every one of my campaign talks, my stump speeches, by saying, listen, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, but I'm running to represent every single Pennsylvanian. And these problems of skyrocketing prices or the fentanyl, which has killed 4,000 Pennsylvanians last year, or the spike in violent crime, they are all problems that affect every single Pennsylvanian. And so that's, you know, that's what the job is to represent everybody and find ways to solve those problems. You can't do that by yourself. You gotta build coalitions, which I've done through my whole life in business and the military, to get things done. And, you know, the America I know is the America that I encountered as a 22-year-old platoon leader in the 82nd Airborne Division. And in my platoon, there was a kid from rural Alabama. There was an African-American kid from Newark, Puerto Rican platoon sergeant who was 35 and I was 22. It seemed like he was like 1,000 years old. And we took that unit to the Middle East, went into Iraq. I never remember talking about race, religion, political affiliation. We were just all Americans. We were all there to protect one another and serve our great country, the most exceptional country in the world. So that's where my heart is. You know, politics is a contact sport these days, and this has been a tough campaign and a brutal campaign. But I'm running to represent everybody, and I'm running with the basic premise of duty, honor, country, which is what I learned at West Point. That doesn't have a party affiliation. That's for all of us.
Well, Dave, politics aside, I think we all appreciate the men and women who have served. So thank you for your service. Where will you be tonight?
I'm in Pittsburgh all day. I'm going to be going to a bunch of different polling sites. And then we've got a watch party downtown Pittsburgh where friends and all my family will be there, my mom and dad and my wife's mom and dad and a bunch of our kids. And we're just going to be sitting there watching the returns come in and praying for a change in leadership and an opportunity to lead and represent and serve our great Commonwealth.
Appreciate your time. Thank you, Dave.
Yes, sir. Have a great day today. Thank you.
Dave McCormick, Republican candidate for the United States Senate on the Big K Morning Show. Almost 3 hours in on this election day. Marty's going to take you through the next 4 hours as we get ready to work our way through this election day. We have complete coverage, comprehensive coverage this afternoon and evening. We have a team assembled throughout the night and overnight. Next Take Pittsburgh. This is our University of Pittsburgh students who air a show on the overnights from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. And they're going to be live for their first time to be able to react to whatever transpires overnight. And we don't know exactly when we'll know. Maybe there's some kind of aberration and there's a landslide, which seems highly unlikely, then we'll know. Otherwise, it may be a while. Marty Griffin has just entered the studio with Patrick O'Connor.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Weather favors Democrats. Just does. Just telling you.
Really?
It does. Always has. More turnout. The old ladies don't have to wear their raincoats and
babushkas.
I'm just telling you, bro. And my Republican boys are freaking out. Also, there's been a surge in a third-party candidate. I got boys texting me, writing in Marty Griffin.
Why understand
not?
That.
I'll lead this damn country. F-bombs for all.
How about the DA over at Philly? Did you see that video?
He's a little angry.
he's a little angry.
Go ahead, mess with us.
Yeah. That
we'll jack you up.
But that's kind of
why people hate that town. Yes.
Well, I mean, it has a stereotype.
Why it's dirty and grimy. Yes. And why all they're known for is that gross cheesesteak thing. Yeah. Yeah.
What could?
By the way, last night I watched them both. I Larry, it's kind of because you know you work crazy hours, and I work a lot of hours.
Yeah.
You got to give Trump love that man was rocking it at 2:30 in the morning, Larry. I've heard from Ron Layton worked for him, right?
Right.
Protecting him. He didn't work for him. He said the guy needs like 3.5 hours sleep. Obviously, he has like some special
high functioning.
I mean, it's insane because I would be, Larry, I'd be an attitudinal zombie.
Well, think of the grind that he's been in this campaign.
Oh.
Not to mention July 13th and living through all that. And he's been on the road a lot longer, actually, than Kamala Harris because she got in late when Biden dropped out.
So your brother-in-law's in town. Yeah. And we know that might be causing some angst at home for various political reasons. And I mentioned it to your wife, his sister, and no response. And, you know, it's Very unusual for her not to respond, Lawrence. By the way, hell of a job with Kamala Harris.
Well, thanks. I mean, we reached out to all, as you know, you've done it. You've done this a million times.
Does it make a difference? I was in there with PJ, and I mean this, Larry. And Patrick knows this. He's standing in here. There are people right now doing the eeny, meeny, miny thing.
You think?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'll tell you why. 70% of Americans want to change, but they don't want Trump. But they don't like her. I mean, it's very confusing.
There are a lot of people in the middle of this.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what do I do?
Yeah. Most of the guys I know want Trump. And most of the businessmen I know want Trump. Why? Because they want to change. Most of the women I know, and again, this is generalizing, they want Kamala because they think Trump is horrible to women. And again, I'm generalizing, but the polling shows that. The truth is they're suggesting that if she wins, it's white women, African-American men, and Hispanics. And if he wins, it's white men and older women. I'm just saying. Could be a long one. I hope it ends early. I hope we know early because I don't want to hear all this crap. Right, Larry?
Yeah, I agree with that. And then let's get on to the business of whatever it is that's going to be next. It is going
to
be
Griffin.
Donald Trump or Kamala Harris.
I will lead this country to a place they've never been before.
Or Marty Griffin.
A very, very dark time, Larry.
It is your right to write in a candidate if you want.
The Griff. By the way, last night, Ed Gainey was amazing. Did you watch him last night?
Listen.
My man can speak.
Listen, I've been in his presence, and regardless of the conversations you've had, with him, when he's engaged in front of a crowd, he has a gift, which is
hell yeah.
Part how he got elected.
Hey, he's better than, I'm not trying to be derogatory toward Harris, but in terms of public speaking, he's better than her. He was inspirational last night. It was kind of cool. The whole thing I watched.
All right, Marty. Crazy. Here we go.
We'll see.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.